This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. It's time now to check in with the financial markets, and a little early I spoke to Peter Jankauskas, Director of Research at Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. He told me the markets have been pretty calm in the run-up to the Federal Reserve's meeting this week.
Well, a quiet day overall, started with a modest sell-off at the start of the day in the neighborhood of 0.4%. Rallied back to pretty close to break even, and then had a little bit of a sell-off at the end of the day. But overall, as one would expect in the days leading up to a Federal Reserve meeting, pretty quiet.
And what are you expecting from that two-day Federal Reserve meeting? What indication do you think there will be about interest rates rising again?
Well, what I'm anticipating is in the guidance, them speaking to the fact that the U.S. economy continues to perform reasonably well, that they're seeing progress in the labor market, progress on the inflation front that they're looking for, and hopefully some indication that they're seeing progress in foreign markets as well, because it's really the turbulence in foreign markets that's holding them back from further rate increases at this time.
So you're not expecting any rate increase at this meeting?
No, I think that would definitely be a shock to the markets. In my mind, I'm looking at sort of the behavior that we saw in the second half of last year. Many people were expecting a rate increase at the September meeting, but there was a fair amount of financial turbulence that held them back, and then once that passed, they were able to raise rates in December. So my thinking is we're going to see the same pattern playing out here. The early turbulence to start 2016 is looking like it's playing its way out now. We'll get through this meeting, and then we'll see a rate increase in June.
Still, oil, for one, is very volatile. It did go up, tick up last week, but now fallen back again after concerns about the oversupply of oil in the world loom large again.
Yes, I think we're definitely stuck in kind of a trading range for oil right now. Certainly we had a very strong run-up, as you indicated, but now we're seeing coming back to the basic issue for oil right now is oversupply. And with Iran's announcement, someone in their ministry issued a statement that they're seeking to move to their pre-embargo levels of production of oil, which would be a fairly substantial increase relative to the amount of oil that they're producing today.
And that was Peter Jankauskas from Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. Some latest numbers for you from the markets on Wall Street. The Dow was up 0.1% at 17,229. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 0.6% at 61.74.